Welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. This podcast is for self-employed business owners just like you, who really want to grow their business and become successful and profitable, but without all the stress and hassle. I want to share my 30 years of business experience to show you how simple it can be to earn more money and how you can get organized without needing a business degree or any other qualifications. I'll be talking about the easy steps that you can put in place right now to start earning more money today and to help you get the business that you deserve and dream of. Without further ado, let's get started. This week's podcast is sponsored by Pocket PA, helping self-employed business owners to get organized, understand their finances, and do their accounts all in one place using a powerful online tool. If you're serious about making a profit and having a successful business, then using a simple digital web app like Pocket PA is the best way to grow and scale your business. Visit pocketpa.com for more details and start managing your money like a pro today. So today is the last episode. I wanted to do a spotlight on Autism Acceptance Week. And for me, I wanted to just cover some Q&A. It's a solo episode, so I'm going to just cover some Q&A on the most frequently asked questions that I get about autism, and then also cover about why those with autism are really well suited to running their own small business. So the first question I often get asked is, what actually is autism? Autism, or autism spectrum disorder, ASD, it's a neurological or a developmental disorder that affects communication, social interaction and behaviour. And by it being a spectrum disorder, it means that it can manifest in a variety of ways, and it can range in severity from mild to severe. So that's part of why it's called on a spectrum. So the difference between ASD and Asperger's, that might be a term that you've heard before. They were previously considered to be separate diagnoses, but they're now both included under the umbrella term of ASD. And the main difference between ASD and Asperger's was the presence of delayed language development in ASD, whereas individuals with Asperger's typically didn't have any delay in their language development. But this distinction isn't used anymore, and they both conditions are now considered to be part of the same spectrum with just varying degrees of severity and symptoms. And people with ASD may have a wide range of symptoms from mild to severe, and each person experiences different challenges with their communication, social interactions and behaviours. So how common is autism? Well, according to the National Autistic Society, it's estimated that there's around 700,000 people in the UK on the autism spectrum, and that equates to about one in every 100 people, which includes both children and adults. I think other figures I've heard quoted are nearer to a million, but the official figures are around 700,000. So the number of individuals that are diagnosed with autism has been increasing in recent years, but it's not entirely clear whether it's due to an actual increase in the prevalence of it or whether it's due to actual increased awareness. And that's why weeks like this are really important to help people to understand autism among healthcare professionals and the general public. Autism can affect people of any race, ethnicity, socioeconomic background. It doesn't discriminate, but it is more common in males than in females, with a ratio of around 4 to 1. But it could be that it hasn't really been diagnosed a lot in women, and most of the people that have been coming forward have been men. So whether it's more common in boys or girls, as I say, it's boys have commonly been more diagnosed with autism, 4 times more than girls. And the signs and symptoms of autism, they do vary from person to person, and common symptoms might include difficulties with social interaction, communication, repetitive behaviours, or acute interests, sort of hyper-focusing on specific things which might seem unusual to a neurotypical person. Delayed language, as I say, that can happen with autism, difficulty with social interactions and sensory sensitivities as well. How and when is autism typically diagnosed? Usually it is diagnosed in early childhood between the ages of 2 and 4 year olds, but It comes through a comprehensive evaluation that includes a developmental screening, observation of behaviour and assessment of communication and social skills. But more recently, a lot more adults have been diagnosed with autism. I outlined in the last episode my route to diagnosis and what that involved for those steps. So adults are being diagnosed with autism, and if they meet the diagnostic criteria, then it can be often quite a surprise for people to realize that they've been going through life. It's not something that just happens that you develop in later life. It's something that will have been present from very early on. But if it's not picked up, you will learn coping strategies called masking or camouflaging in order to get through life and cope with different situations in a different way. And that's something that I have been very good at, creating different ways to manage lots of different, especially social situations. And I've learnt sort of a group of techniques that have enabled me to navigate socially and in a work environment. And then I retreat back into my own space to sort of regroup and process what's happened. But camouflaging and masking is very common, particularly for older people who have been living with autism for many years, many decades. So that's just something to be aware of. Currently, there isn't any known way to prevent autism, but some studies suggest that certain factors such as pregnancy, infections, or exposure to environmental toxins might increase the risk of developing autism. But I don't think that there's anything concrete to suggest that that's definitely where autism stems from. Another question I get: can autism be cured, or can you grow out of it? Well, there isn't a cure for autism. Early intervention and therapy can help individuals with autism to develop skills and improve their quality of life and, as I say, develop these coping strategies. But there isn't an actual cure. There's no pill or tablet or liquid that someone can take. So as I say, early diagnosis and intervention will help autism be able to sort of cope through life and enable people with autism to reach their full potential and to lead fulfilling lives. But it is a lifelong condition. So you just have to learn to manage your symptoms, develop skills to improve your quality of life, and just sort of adapt, really. So another question: can autism be treated with or without medication? Well, there isn't any medication that, as I say, can cure autism, but medication might be prescribed to treat occurring conditions like anxiety or depression if that comes alongside autism. Autism was also typically involves a combination of therapy such as behavioural therapy or speech therapy or occupational therapy. And as I say, medications might be prescribed to help manage certain symptoms. Most people with autism, particularly on the mild end of the spectrum, can live independently for sure. And definitely with some support, people can lead very independent lives and very fulfilling lives. But it will depend on the severity of their symptoms and their level of functioning. So one of the other questions I get is, how can I support someone with autism? And I think one of the biggest things is it involves people being patient, sort of being understanding and also accepting. It might also mean providing someone with access to resources and therapies which can help them learn and develop. But you can also support someone with autism by learning about their unique needs and preferences. So being patient, understanding, providing them with a safe space and a supportive environment, and it just really being understanding and being kind to them. But we should be doing that to everybody in any event. It's also really important to advocate for their rights and their needs and to promote awareness and acceptance of autism in the wider community. So since I've been diagnosed, I've also found different access to work opportunities to support me in my workspace. And so there are governmental avenues as well that you can go down to get support if you are working and self-employed. One of the other areas that I wanted to cover off in this podcast was about what makes autistic people really great at running their own small business. So one of the things that I would say is autistic individuals possess a really unique set of characteristics that can actually really make them really well suited for running their own small business. Not all autistic individuals possess these traits, and obviously the things I'm going to talk about are quite general, but some of the common characteristics that can really be advantageous in the world of entrepreneurship. So many individuals with autism face challenges in traditional employment settings, such as difficulty with social interactions, these sensory sensitivities, and quite rigid thinking patterns. However, self-employment can be a really viable option for some people with ASD. That said, The ASD individual can create a work environment that's tailored specifically to their strengths and needs. For example, they can work from home to avoid overstimulation. They can set out their own schedules to accommodate their preferences. And they can also choose the actual area that they want to work in that aligns with their own interests and skills and their passions. However, as with anything, self-employment also comes with its own challenges, such as the need for self-motivation, self-management, financial risks, and limited social interaction. So it's important for individuals with ASD who are considering self-employment to really carefully evaluate their own strengths and limitations, seek out that support and the resources, and really develop a solid plan going into running their own business. But overall, self-employment can be a really good, viable and rewarding option for those with ASD who might face challenges in traditional employment settings, which might make them sort of veer away from becoming employed. Running a small business can be challenging for anyone, as I said, regardless of whether they're autistic or not. However, these unique set of characteristics that autistic individuals often have can really be advantageous in the world of entrepreneurship. So the first thing that I want to bring up is attention to detail. So many autistic individuals possess really strong attention to detail skills. I know for myself, I'm really the devil is in the detail, and that can be really beneficial when it comes to tasks such as budgeting, accounting, inventory management. Certainly for me in software, I've had that really bird's eye view and that micro view of what I wanted to deliver. So I'm very in the weeds a lot of the time, just making sure all the small details, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. ASD people are able to identify patterns and analyze data really effectively, whereas neurotypical people might not find that either of interest, or it might just not light them up or feel that that's a particularly skill that they possess. So it can really help people with autism to make really good informed business decisions. The second unique, it's something that a lot of autistic people have. So is special interests. So autistic individuals might have a really strong passion and focus on specific topics or industries, which will actually translate into a really deep understanding of their niche market. They go narrow and deep into very specific topics, and this knowledge can then give them a really good competitive advantage when it comes to developing unique products or services and really understanding the needs of their clients. The third thing is persistence. So autistic individuals might have a tendency to really persevere. They're very sort of like a dog with a bone. I know certainly for myself, I'm not one to give up very easily, and I can perhaps keep going perhaps a little bit beyond when it's appropriate. But it can be really important in the challenging world of entrepreneurship and self-employment. Also, a very strong work ethic, be willing to put in the time and effort required to make their business successful. So that comes very naturally to an autistic person. Another thing is honesty and integrity. I want to say a little bit of perhaps naivety, but autistic individuals are really well known for their honesty, integrity, which can be really valuable when it comes to building trust with their clients and their customers and also their business partners. So they're much less likely to engage in unethical or dishonest practices, which means that they're very authentic. They come across as genuine, and people pick that up very early on, which is obviously a good thing in business for people to trust you. And then the last thing is innovative thinking. Autistic individuals might be much more likely to think outside the box, sort of lateral thinking. They come up with innovative solutions to problems instead of problems for every solution. And it can be really valuable in the sort of fast-paced world of small business, where you've got to adapt quickly to changing circumstances. That said, autistic people, especially myself, we do like some form of routine and patterns and rules and things. So just need to be mindful, although we're innovative thinkers, we do like to have some sort of framework to work within. And certainly for myself, I do like to know what my parameters are, the rules are, that sort of thing. What elements of running a business do I think can be challenging for autistic people? I wanted to just cover that off. So I think there are several areas in running a business where autistic people might face challenges. The first, it has to be social interactions. I think many autistic people struggle with social interactions just on their own, just as things like making small talk, building relationships with both customers and partners, business partners. And it can make networking, negotiating and communicating with customers and employees quite challenging. I think particularly where we've got back after COVID to, socialising and networking again, that's been a real challenge for me, just sort of relearning those skills and going back into situations where I've got quite used to being insular and being on my own. So this whole networking arena is quite a scary place for those with autism. Another aspect is sensory overload. So autistic people can be really sensitive to sensory input, such as loud noises, bright lights or strong smells. And it can make working in certain environments, such as busy or chaotic offices, or if you're in the beauty sector in salons, it can make it quite difficult. So just to be really mindful of sensory overload. Another aspect is called executive functioning. So some autistic people might have challenges with executive functioning, such as time management, organization and planning, and it can make it quite difficult to manage the day-to-day tasks of running a business. On the flip side, some people with autism, me included, find organization structure incredibly a natural skill set. So I find that incredibly easy to manage my day, but I do get distracted quite easily. So it's just this conflict of time quite often, which can be challenging. Flexibility is another one. So as I said earlier, autistic people can have a really strong preference for routine. I struggle with unexpected changes or deviations from sort of the norm, something that comes in left field, or I'm asked to be flexible. I can find that quite destabilizing, and it can make it challenging to adapt to sort of changing conditions, whether that's market conditions or shifting your business priorities. There takes quite a lot of extra effort and brain power to be able to sort of navigate those adaptations, I suppose. And then the last thing is the emotional regulation. Some autistic people might have difficulty managing emotions, which can impact their ability to either make clear decisions, communicate effectively, or handle stressful situations. Things can seem very overwhelming very quickly, and that might seem confusing for neurotypical people to understand why an autistic person might seemingly overreact to a situation or also underreact. So I know for myself, I'm sometimes looking and trying to read the room to work out what's going on, to work out how I should react to certain situations to be appropriate, to fit in. And sometimes that can be exhausting, just sort of continuously looking out for these cues of people around me to work out, how I should be behaving and those sorts of things. But it's important to note that these challenges can vary greatly among all autistic individuals. As I say, there is a whole spectrum, and no two autistic people are the same in any event. Many autistic people have got strengths and abilities that can make them really successful in entrepreneurship and business. So with the right support, the accommodations and the opportunities, autistic people can really excel in lots and lots of fields in business. And one of the reasons that I made Pocket PA, particularly my daughter, is neurodiverse insofar as she's got dyscalculia, which is the struggle with numbers, and my son is dyslexic with the words and the letters and those sorts of things. So when I created Pocket PA, I was really intent on making sure that I had very visual dials, things were colour-coded, there was a lot of simplicity and things were intuitive. I cut out the jargon, I didn't want to have confusing words in there, I just wanted to make it very transparent, does what it says on the tin, and make it very practical to organise and leverage your time. I helped to create an article recently in Scratch magazine, and one of the things that I was asked was, what do I think about the beauty industry and what do I think they should be doing differently to increase acceptance and reduce the stigma around autism? And one of the things that I sometimes get asked is, how can small businesses support autistic team members in the workplace? I think it's very important in the workplace to create an inclusive and welcoming environment. And that's across any environment, really, whether you're autistic or you have other sort of diversity or inclusion aspects. But I want us to make sure that we're promoting an equal opportunity. So some of the ways that I think small businesses can support their autistic team members, You can provide clear and direct communication. So autistic individuals often prefer very direct communication, clear sort of explanations and directions that avoid figurative language. Certainly sarcasm may or may not be interpreted differently, and sort of going around the houses with indirectness can be quite confusing for someone with autism. So make sure that you provide clear instructions. Feedback's also really important, helping autistic team members to understand their roles in the workplace. Providing sensory friendly workspaces. So as I say, sensory, not impairment, but there's certainly an increased sensory sensitivity among autistic people. So it can be really helpful to create workspaces that accommodate these sensitivities. So that might mean making sure that there's a quiet space, or minimizing bright lights or loud noises. Certainly they might be really intrusive to someone with autism and very distracting for them to be able to concentrate. Maybe allowing the employees or colleagues to use headphones, fidget toys. Some people like fidget toys just to manage that sensory input. Or I think all people should also be allowed breaks and things to regroup. But particularly autistic individuals might need additional breaks throughout the workday just to manage that overload of stress, regulate their sensory input. And allowing for flexibility in their work schedules can also be really beneficial, because it lets you adjust to work hours to the autistic person. Personal needs. I touched on it slightly earlier, but visual aids and assistive technology, by providing these such as written instructions or pictures, it can really help autistic team members understand tasks to stay organized. And other things like noise cancelling headphones or speech to text software, that can also really benefit anyone that you're working with that has autism, who have difficulty with certain tasks. And lastly, I think it's really great that we have got World Autism Acceptance Week, because it enables us to provide training and education to all people, whether they're in the workforce or colleagues or just people generally, to understand more about autism and neurodiversity. And it will enable us to create a culture of understanding and acceptance, which will help us know how to support autistic people like myself or their colleagues if they're in a workplace, and create a more inclusive environment and community overall. I hope today's episode has helped understand autism a little bit better, and to understand what it might mean for those of us who are neurodiverse, and also how to support people, whether that's in the business community or just out generally. If you know anyone that would benefit from listening, please do share. And as always, I hope you have the best possible week ahead, earning the most amount of money with the least amount of stress. Until next week, let's catch up again soon. Thanks for listening to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, then do hit subscribe so we can catch up again soon. And please kindly leave a review if you've got a moment, and share with anyone else that you think this podcast could help on their self-employed journey. If you're ready to make bigger breakthroughs in your business life and want to get way more organised and understand your finances the really simple way, then start your very own 14-day free trial today using the super powerful software tool Pocket PA that I made for my own son and daughter. Go to pocketpa.com/podcast and let's get you on the way to earning more money and stressing much less. Have a great week, whatever you're doing.